Now I read verse 2. And he opened the long shaft of the abyss, and there came smoke out of the long shaft of the abyss as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air would darken from the smoke of the shaft of the abyss. Out of that shaft, like a great erupting volcano, will come smoke to cover the entire earth. Now, this is smog of the most vicious type. And I think the literal interpretation of this verse that we've given you is the most satisfying one. It certainly is to me and has been to many others. Now I read verses 3 and 4. And out of the smoke came forth locusts upon the earth, and power was given to them as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was said to them, in order that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green things, nor any tree, but only the man who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Now, this to me beggars description. I think that John here is given the symbolic language that describes creatures that are so frightful that this is the only way you could speak of them. And let's look at this now. These are locusts, but they have a different character. They're just no common locusts by any means. First of all, they eat no vegetable products. We find that locusts today eat nothing but the green stuff. And here, they don't even touch the green stuff. And then the locusts of the earth have no king. And we are told in Proverbs 30:27 that they have no king. But these locusts have a king. And in the plague in Egypt, and by the way, there's a striking similarity of this plague to the plagues in Egypt, as we've noted that before. In the plague in Egypt, the inspired recorder said, before them there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. So this is a different type of locust than the plague in Egypt. Now, the other thing that Govey remarks about these is they are literal creatures resembling the literal animals named the lion, the horse, the scorpion, and the man. Now, I want us to look at this. This is a plague of locusts, which is as literal as the plague of locusts in Egypt. And Joel, you will recall when we were there, prophesied of a coming plague of locusts. And if you do not recall, turn back to Joel, the first chapter, and read that. I hope many of you are beginning to realize now that you have to have a working knowledge of the Old Testament to understand Revelation. And then the only other thing you have to follow is that it's a simple book, that it's well organized, that it's put to us in divisions that you can't miss unless you've got a system that you've got to defend. And then you just make it mean anything you want to. But if you let John give it to you like it is, then you'll have no problem with Revelation at all. Now, the difference of the locust here and the locust in Joel is the character of the locust and the object of their destruction. They sting as scorpions, and their objects are evil men. Now, let me read on in verse 5, still my translation. It was given to them in order that they should not kill them, but in order that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it striketh a man. Now, the scorpion is shaped as a lobster and lives in damp places, and his sting is in his tail. Though it's not fatal, it certainly is very painful indeed. And that's the picture that is given to us here. And these are mentioned by Joshua. And I'm taking a little time for this today when he mentioned the hornet. He says in Joshua 24:12, and I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you. So that you see, the children of Israel acquainted with the Old Testament, believers in that day would understand what he's talking about here in these scorpions. And he also moves on and says here, verse 6. And in those days shall the man seek death and shall not find it, and they shall earnestly desire to die, and death fleeth from them. That's the reason we said that Satan is given the key here to this shaft, where evidently it's Sheol in the Old Testament and Hades in the New Testament. And it leads to the abyss. And that is where the dead of the ages pass. That's where their spirits have gone. And that's where the Lord Jesus went to announce the redemption he had wrought on the cross. Now, Satan doesn't want his crowd to die. It's only his crowd that are attacked by these locusts. And so men during this period try to commit suicide and are unable to do it. It reveals something of the awfulness of that day. And Satan wants them here because there's a battle between light and darkness that's being waged. But there are others that think that maybe God won't let them die because sinful man must face up to the music from which there is no escape. It's not a laughing matter to reject Jesus Christ. My friend, it's not a simple thing to ignore him. You hear people say that there's so many things that are important in this life, and I'm willing to grant that many things take second, third, and fourth place. But the most important thing is your decision concerning Jesus Christ.